So we discovered that if the landlord gave us a donation of £5,000, Arts Business Wales would match that funding. So what we did was take £5,000 out of the bank. So I went with Ali to do that, and then she said, and now we're going to go and see a show. So we went to see a show at the Welsh College of Music and Drama, and I had a plastic bag with 5,000 quids in. And I just couldn't help but showing people, guess how much that is? And Ali was going, no, don't, stop showing people. And then we went, after the show, went to see the landlord and gave it to him, who then gave it back to us as a donation. And it got matched by the Welsh College of... Arts Business Wales, whatever it was called then.
It's interesting because...
And then I think we won the awards later that year.
I uncovered this issue by going through the company bank accounts for that year. We're trying to look... It's been great, this project.
Who are you working for? You're working for the IAC, for the bloody Inland Revenue, aren't you? And we're going to be done now.
We were looking for donations and sponsorship and where the money came from in those days as part of our sub-themes.
So one of the things in that show, this is one of the great things about the whole show, was Sean, our mate Sean, created this painting, massive painting. We just bought him all these 8x4 boards, and he had 10 of them. It was a massive painting of motorways as historic ruins of civilization, and it was Spaghetti Junction with all this.
Is this Sean Lewis?
Yeah. And so we put that up, and it was up in the warehouse, and after the show, we had to move out of the warehouse and loads and loads of stuff, including machinery, to put things up in the air. And they all go, and we're there with the landlord going, see, it's all empty, it's all tidy, it's all clean. Apart from Sean's painting, still up there. Oh, fuck, all the machine. And the landlord goes, oh, that's all right. It would be nice to have a memory of you here.
Aww.
A few years later, we decided we were going to do another community show, and it was we could go back to the same warehouse. So we go there, and it's been divided in two, this warehouse. But the painting is still there, and they didn't brick up the last bit of the painting. So each warehouse has got half of the painting. I don't know if it's still there now.
That's nice. We should go and look.
Ali went out without Tom to do Treasure Island and Alice.
Yeah, which we both did.
Yeah. And then they sort of seemed to come back together to do the community shows.
Obviously.
I was working for the Royal College of Audience then. And then... they didn't get the third one in the trilogy in, and I can't remember why Immortal should have happened in 1999.
Mm.
And then it was the saga of buying the tent, which took
everyone...
Because
we wanted to do that show in the tent. And the tent was delayed, wasn't it?
What? Which one? No, I don't think... The tent was delayed, but Immortal was also delayed. Immortal should have happened in a warehouse in 99. That's my memory. But I was in Berlin by then. Then the tent appeared.
Tell us a little about roller track. Because we didn't have roller track in the olden days.
It was plastic flooring.
And it was quite exciting when we first got roller track.
It's not black like it used to be. It's a dirty... grey brown colour now, and it doesn't have that lovely colour that it had when we first had it. The first couple of years, I suppose.
But it was always not pleasant when it got muddy in the tent, and obviously with a promenade show.
It still gets muddy in the tent. We have, water runs through the tent, and there's mud and water.
Explain to people why, Roller Track was a good buy.
We did used to have props, so we had the seating.
I think when it was really muddy at Glastonbury.
We had the seating, and we had the stage area. We had a tarp, and then the stage cloth on top of that, painted stage cloth on top of a tarp.
Yeah.
And it did occasionally get muddy where you had to walk as you walked into the tent and then walk round to get into the seating. And we would sometimes put down sawdust or straw or different things to try and stop it. But Roller Track hasn't got rid of those problems. Sometimes the audience have walked into the tent and they've stood on the roller track and it's gone down and they've got wet feet. The water's gone in their shoes. It floats shoes. On top of the water.
Shoes.
The roller track floats. So yeah, we still have to dig drainage ditches like we did.
That's good to hear.
The culture I think, the most important thing over all this period, and that it's been a good culture, or everyone's tried to create a good culture. Sometimes it hasn't worked, but most of the times it has.
Culture as in?
The culture of the company, but especially of the touring company. It's like, yeah. And we've learned, yeah, we've made mistakes and we've learned from them and moved on. But, yeah, it was always a gang of people who, yeah, to start with were friends, but quite quickly included other people who had to be accommodated. And it was an accommodating culture. So whether that was, you know, the big community shows where you're accommodating all these other different arts organisations and people, it's always been, yeah, you're welcome here type thing. It's good. Yeah, and I'd like to think that's part of what we're still doing. You're welcome here, whoever you are. Performer, audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome here.
Yeah.
You know. So in the last year in France, I went to prison because they take it seriously about reaching people who don't normally get to see the arts. If we went to prison, like we worked with prisoners who then came to see the show, and then we counterweighted them up to the top of the tent, and it was like...
You went to a prison, Tim.
Yeah, I went to a prison, but I was in it, you know. Like, wasn't going to get out without someone else's permission. Last July, June, July last year in Rennes, great festival. When we were in Cardiff, this woman came to see the show. She'd come from Nottingham with her boyfriend, and her uncle runs the festival in Rennes. And it was just like, oh wow, you're really lucky, you've got a really lovely uncle, because the bloke who runs that festival is great. So yeah, we went to prison.